Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of November 2016, and this is the 486th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm just walking into town at the moment, and looking into town, I can see the cathedral where I was ringing last weekend, and the view ahead, this very kind of cloudy but very strong strong light. We have a very thin ozone layer here, and days like today that are cloudy, you have to be most aware of wearing sun protection. So it's this kind of odd sense of needing to protect yourself when you feel that the clouds would be protecting you, but they're not. I can hardly believe, well, I can believe that it's the end of November, but what I can hardly believe is what a month it has been, with my cat dying and my grandson being born, and then this ringing weekend. I feel as if it's now kind of enclosed itself, that November is now gone, and oh dear, and spring is well on the way because there are lots of machines everywhere. Spring seems to be the season of every piece of equipment you can imagine. So I shall try and move away from that a bit. That's a bit better. And I think it's really helpful sometimes to have months so that they can enclose themselves and that you sort of get another try. I'm just going to stop because there's a rose I want to smell. Yes, and I wish I could send it on to you. You can tie things up within a month. Or if things go beyond that month, you can tie some aspect of them up. You know, this is a stage of, I don't know, beginnings and endings, it seems to me, this November. November's also the month of my father's birthday, and he didn't die in November, but we held a really big party. Well, not big party, a big lunch in memory of him on his birthday, and after he had died, and it was enough time to be able to celebrate his life. And so I always think of him in November as well, and his influence on me. So November's always been a bit of a special month, and now it's going to be December officially. Here, tomorrow is the beginning of summer, and I don't know that we'll see that much difference, but it's also really the beginning of the silly season. So December has become a bit of a month when I try to hide my head in the sand. And talking to my lovely Hexenschuss group last night, they've now known me for so long, they can kind of see the highs and lows of my writing life. And November, December is always a bit of a hibernation time for me, and December in particular. Although I have to say, it was November and December 2 years ago now that I started Murmurs of Mole and this podcast. So it's not always fallow, but perhaps it is a time when I might start something a little bit different. And some people are beginning to think about 2017. I think I prefer to work through my years. I feel they start from my birthday rather than from from a calendar year. Also because the calendar year start is so busy here, it doesn't feel like a good time to be thinking and making plans. And people are too hot to do that, and they're in holiday mode anyway. So I think I'll leave that until April. So those are my thoughts today, and I'm just wandering down. I'm going to, today I am, have decided before I even left home, that I was going to weaken and get a chocolate brownie. I haven't had one for a couple of months now, and I just really, really feel like one today. So that's what I'm going to do now, and then I'm going to go and do some Qigong. This is the last week of the Qigong classes, so I really want to make the most of them. Oops, sorry. just came to a corner and came head to head with a traffic warden. Luckily I'm on foot, so I've got no sense of guilt. I do hope that whatever you're doing, what you've been doing this month, that you can feel as if you can look at what this month has brought and how it's felt for you. See whether things can be kind of feel as if they've moved on to or are ready to move on to a different stage in their process. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.